Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving last week. Sorry we missed you. But this week we have a great guest. We have Dave Newford on Stage Talk here talking about Valley Performing Arts' current production of a play called Fruitcakes. We'll talk about that in a moment here by Julian Wiles. Dave, some people may remember from our summer show, he is the new artistic director at Valley Performing Arts, so he's balancing sort of two hats here with this show. He is in the show playing the part of Mac Morgan. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you, Steve. Set the bar kind of high there. Great guest. We'll see if I can live up to that.
We'll see. I'm sure you will be. We had a lot of fun. I remember you came this summer to talk about the season.
Exactly.
And you being the new artistic director of the company, and you were very excited about all the shows, and in particular this show. I'm not sure if you were actually cast in the show at that time or not, but maybe you were thinking forward to the possibility of being cast in this show.
Well, you know, as you age, you have to choose your parts very carefully, and it was one that I was excited to audition for, and I was lucky enough to get the role.
So are you Chief Fruitcake in this?
People have called me that. My wife calls me that, you Fruitcake, yeah. And it really is a touching show, and Mac is kind of the center of town. He runs Max Whirly Gigs and Emporium, and people come to talk about the day, to spend their day. It's a sleepy little town called McCord's Ferry down south somewhere. We know that a visitor comes from Atlanta, and so you get the difference from big city to small town, and just about life that happens there. And I believe it's a story of hope. It's a great Christmas story, and I think it's one that will touch everybody's heart and start their holiday season off with a bang.
Sounds like a fun show, but it is. I think the show is being described as a town where someone describes it as being filled with people who are as nutty as fruitcakes.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, but that is the case. Yes, we have one policeman who is out to win the best house decorating contest every year. And this year incorporates the use of a hog called Buster. We have two old ladies that constantly seem to be fighting with each other, and they bake fruitcakes for everybody in town. We have a young man that comes to visit us that thinks he's kind of normal, but in the end really would like to be a part of the town. And so, yeah, we're filled with fruitcakes. Poetry lover that is a fisherman that is kind of scattered. So I think there's reason to laugh and reason to relate to somebody that's on stage. You can put yourself and say, this is who I'm most like, and then walk away being a fruitcake too.
Interesting. You know, in the notes, Julian Wiles has written about this play. He's from South Carolina. He's from a small town in South Carolina. As you probably know, Fort Mott.
And so are you, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm from South Carolina. And I've lived in towns like this as well. I had lived in a town with two policemen, I have to say, not just one. But he mentions that, you know, you shouldn't play these roles as a town full of Gomer Piles.
Exactly.
And it sounds to me like you, because your main focus here is that these people are real people and that they are heartwarming and very tender, I suppose, with some eccentricities. I guess you find those in small towns anywhere, though.
Exactly. And I would say that, yes, they're not characters, if you will. And by that, I mean people that are strange and odd. They might be looking, you know, from somebody looking from the outside and looking in, but they are real people. And I think that's part of the touching quality of it. It's not played like a big farce. It is people acting, playing real people that have real problems in life, and a community that comes together and loves each other and supports each other.
You mentioned there's a young man who comes to town, and I think you use the word normal or something to describe him. Is that part of the sort of what happens to get the play beginning, that this young man comes to town and sees all these different people? Or describe that part of the play.
Yeah, and I use the word normal because oftentimes people from large cities will look at those from smaller and say there's something wrong with that. When in essence they just haven't been a part of it. This young man runs away from home, and we find out during the play why. But by running away from home, he comes in contact with this group of people and comes to see that there's a different way, that things don't have to be the way that they were for him. And like I said, becomes a part of the town. One of his lines at the end of the play is he recounts everything that he's gone through and says, the trouble is I'd like to live here. And I think that's the case for a lot of people, that you come from the big, fast city life, and if you get a taste, and it doesn't have to be little town America, but you get a taste of something that's at a different speed, and you have that, I'd like to be a part of that.
Right, right. For those just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. My guest today is Dave Neufer, who is the artistic director of Valley Performing Arts. But he's also playing a role. He's playing the role of Mac Morgan in their current production of Fruitcakes, which opened last weekend and runs through December the 20th. It's their holiday show. And we're talking all about how this is a kind of a different kind of holiday show. Does it take place during Christmas time?
It takes place during Christmas. We have Mac during the holidays. Not only does he sell whirligigs, but he also is the local tree seller. And so there are lots of Christmas trees, lots of fruitcakes, lots of Christmassy sort of things that do take place during this play. And if I may, it is easier to play Mac Morgan than it is artistic director at Valley Performing Arts.
It must be. You paused there after saying he plays the tree. I thought he actually was a tree in the show. You wouldn't put past this show to have something like that in it.
Yeah. We would have Gary Forrester, Executive Director of Valley Performing Arts, play the tree.
Ah, good. Well, so tell us about, you like this part. Obviously, you like Mac.
And I do.
And you say he's kind of the center of the town. So does the play take place sort of in his world, or just around him, or how does that work?
A lot of the play takes place at his barn, where his emporium and trees are located. There are a couple other set changes that take place in Miss Alice and Miss Sarah's kitchen, or Bebo, who is the town policeman, his house, where he has it decorated to the hilt. But the majority revolves around Mac's barn that does get confiscated for the local Christmas pageant, and then the things that happen during the Christmas pageant because of a plague of chicken pox turns quite into a funny scene.
There's just too much going on in this play. Sounds chicken pox and barns and whirligigs and... And you look like you're having just the best time doing the show. How'd last weekend go for you?
It went well. Whenever you do a show with kids, you can count on taking a back seat. And I don't mind that at all. We have a wonderful cast that Marcia Beck, who directs it, put together. And the kids that we have in it are phenomenal, not only on stage, but when they're off stage. And we have a lot of young talent that I know we're going to see on the stage somewhere in years to come. And you just can't go wrong with kids in a show. You know, you could be the worst play in the world, and they're out in the audience going, oh, look at that little kid, you know, it's so good. And but it is. I do think it's a very nice production. It was well received last weekend. And I would just encourage everybody to come on out that can and start your holidays off with it, because it really is a Christmas show that has a message for the heart.
Sounds good. You mentioned a lot of kids in the show. You also mentioned earlier there was a hog, a pig in the play. Is there actually an animal in the show?
Buster, the Christmas hog.
The Christmas hog.
Thankfully, he is but a cutout.
Okay.
We do have a dog in the show.
So you have the two worst things on stage, a child and an animal. Those can upstage everybody every time.
But especially still, when you put a costume on the dog.
But it doesn't seem to matter. It just seems like you're having a lot of fun. Some of the audience is having fun with you as well.
They are.
You know, Valley Performing Arts is also known for doing a lot of nice scenery work and costumes and all kinds of things. This must have been a lot of fun for that crew to put the show together.
The set is amazing. I think every time there's a set change, it will transform and amaze people. Costumes, you can't go wrong. I wear flannel and jeans with suspenders, so the costumer loved my character.
And there's a photograph of you on our webpage. If you go to alaskapublic.org, you'll see you and the young man who plays...
Jamie.
Mm-hmm. I believe the two of you are in a photograph on our webpage, if you could check that out.
Fantastic. Yes. I'll do that.
We'll see you in your costume and see that bit of your world there.
I should have worn it today for you.
Well...
it's cold enough.
This is radio. So now let's go back for a moment. You're artistic director of the show,
yes.
of the company, and you're already planning for next season. I'm not going to ask you what's coming up right now, but how is that working for you to be artistic director as well as an actor in the show? You mentioned a moment ago it was easier to be an actor. Do you like being an artistic director? Do you still like it?
It's my first season. Ask me next year. I'm excited because, one, I was able to find plays that I think will turn into a good season. Two, I was able to find directors. Those are the two main challenges. Just like when I was principal, as artistic director, I act to get away from the real world. And so I think it works real well together.
Well, great. Well, Dave, it's been a lot of fun talking with you about Fruitcakes, Valley Performing Arts, current production performing until December the 20th. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun with the show and look forward to seeing it. So
thank you,
for being
Steve.
On the show. And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about these shows and other events coming up, please visit alaskapublic.org, click on Stage Talk, and you'll see links to all the performing arts groups in the area. Anchorage Community Theater is currently presenting The Secret Garden by Sylvia Ashby, adapted from the novel by Frances Burnett, until December the 20th. Curtain times are 7 p.m. Thursdays through Saturdays and 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, go to actalaska.com. Cyrano's Theater Company is presenting the show Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some by Michael Carlton, Jim Fitzgerald, and John K. Alvarez. Performance times are Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 3. For more information, visit cyranos.org. Aklak and Nyack, an Alaska Native adaptation of Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck, a co-production of Anchorage Opera and UAA Department of Music, will be performed in the UAA Recital Hall December 11th, 12th, and 13th, with curtain time at 7:30 p.m. For more information, please visit uaa.alaska.edu/music/events. TBA Theater will be presenting their holiday offering, an original musical called In the Key of Christmas, performing in the E.R. Brown Auditorium in Grant Hall on the campus of Alaska Pacific University. Showtimes are December 11th through the 20th, with curtain at 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, please visit tbatheater.org. Alaska Theater of Youth is presenting Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr. at the Sydney Lawrence Theater December 11th and 12th at 7 p.m. and 12th and 13th at 3 p.m. For more information, please visit alaskatheaterofyouth.org. And finally, Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla is currently presenting Fruitcakes by Julian Wiles, running through December the 20th. Performances are 7 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, please visit valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. We'll see you next week for more conversation with the movers and shakers of the performing arts here in South Central Alaska. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.